Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sue Hawks is here. Sue is the CEO of Yes. That's Y-E-S-S. She's the keynote speaker and award-winning business owner and leader. She's the author of a book called Chasing Perfection, Shatter the Illusion. And it's all about minimizing self-doubt and maximizing success. Sue Hawks, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Sue, before you got here, I was telling my audience about an experience I had several years ago, a few decades ago, actually. I was early on in my career as a business owner. And I was in a bookstore, and I looked down at this book, and it was right there facing... The cover was facing right out at me, and the title of the book was, If I'm So Successful, Why Do I Feel Like Such an Imposter?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that, and I bet my face got red or something. I don't know what, because I thought, whoa, how does this author know about me? And I looked around. I looked around, and I felt like everybody in the bookstore was looking at me and as if they were asking, yeah, what about that Blasingame? And you know, as small business owners, we do have these moments, even when we're hard charging and we're type A personalities and we're entrepreneurs and we make things happen, there are times when we feel like imposters. And how do we deal with that?
Well, I think slowly and carefully. I think what you experienced is really normal, and thanks for sharing that. You know, what I know is, in order to deal with it, you've got to talk about it. So what we're doing right here is part of the, you know, quote unquote therapy, because that phrase, it's lonely at the top, is more true than I think we recognize.
Oh, yeah.
And especially in small business.
Well, there's no question about it. And I was, the example I'd given earlier was, you know, you might think, you know, on a Wednesday, you got a big sale and you're so excited because you got a new customer, and you think, "Wow, you know, I'm a winner. I'm making it happen." And then Thursday night, when everybody's gone, you're running through the numbers to see if all your paychecks are going to clear tomorrow. And then you're starting to feel, you know, it's a roller coaster that we have out here.
It absolutely is. And we're always comparing ourselves to what we hear other companies, other leaders, other
yeah.
friends are doing who are entrepreneurs as well. And, of course, people don't walk around and say, hey, I'm failing miserably, or I just really struggled with this or that, because we'd feel too vulnerable. So
mm-hmm.
when we're lowest, people are usually right in front of us who might be at their highest. And we're making these comparisons that are really unfair.
You know, I quit reading some of the small business magazines because they always had these great success stories on the cover that made me feel small. I didn't want to read those things anymore. But,
well.
but you know what, Sue? One of the things that I do here on the show, every time I get a chance, including my own testimony, is get people like you and other people who are obviously successful to talk about when they weren't so successful, when they did make a mistake, when they did fail, and I mean fail. I've spin, crash, and
right.
burn more than once, and I tell my audience about it. I'm a human being. I'm a sinner and a failure. I've been all those things, one of the things I love is like when I get a person on the show who's a national celebrity, somebody who everybody knows their name. You don't have to introduce them. And I get them on this show, and I say, you know what? We know about your successes. Tell us about your failures. And you know what? They do it every time. They're glad to talk about it.
Right.
I want people to realize that
right.
that they're human, and all these people that you think are so great, they're human too.
Absolutely. I think it goes back to something like Babe Ruth. You know, what do you know him for? And yet he struck out more than anyone else.
That's
and
right.
I think if you don't keep that in mind as a business owner, you've got to be swinging the bat for, you know, the home run every single time. And not all of your swings are going to be a home run. In
right.
fact, very few are. But if you keep swinging enough, your home runs stack up. And I think we have an illusion, especially exacerbated by social media, that, you know, people have everything going on and they're living these great lives and it's always vacation and our families are perfect and our businesses are winning because that's what's getting publicized. But the nooks and crannies and the day in, day out concern or that roller coaster you alluded to earlier is not what's publicized. That's what you're doing in a peer group or with a coach or some sort of cohort or listening to your show. You know, to say, okay, I'm not failing. It's not just me. You know, it isn't just over here because as entrepreneurs, as small business owners, we're constantly raising the bar. We're always around high performing, great, excellent people who earn their way out of problems and see problems as opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the humility that comes with admitting that part is really what makes you successful through this. Because being able to say, you know, I don't have it all organized and it's not always a pretty picture is really what makes me accessible to other people.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that got me through this, and I don't mind telling people this, I've done it before. One of the things that helps me, even when I had the feeling of being, you know, I know what I was feeling, what was I thinking? You know, who made me think, how did I think I could pull this off? You know, the one thing that I kept falling back on was my default position that kept me coming back the next day and kept me from jumping out the window. I always believed in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would, when everything got real low, I would come back to that. I would always say, okay, believe in yourself, believe in yourself. And that made a difference for me. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely think that's a key part. However, you can't only rely on yourself. And I think that's where we start to doubt because we don't have every answer. You know, we have to surround ourselves and focus on doing our highest and best use for our company and in the world. And we have to have people around us that complement it and are
yep.
doing their highest and best good. And if we, you have to be, there's a fine line between being self-reliant and confident, which
right.
is, I think, what you're talking about.
Right. That, no, that's,
and
that's right.
Independent to the point of not a teammate.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm.
And
I'm
you are
I was.
Lonely
I was
saying,
not talking about thinking you could do it on your own, but you do have to. When everything else falls apart, sometimes you do have to default to that. We're gonna get Sue to help us with this some more after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.